Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Let's start the show this week with an overture.
Overture for Ghost means it's another 60 minutes of Grease, Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
Now, we have a website. Please have a nose, and do have a nose if you want to listen to us in the background. Have a look at the website. It's www.greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk. We've got loads of stuff up there for you to have a nose around. Anyway, how's your 14 days?
Yeah.
Because you wasn't here last week. How's your 14 days been?
It's fine. It's been very, very fine. I've moved house.
You've moved house.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song because I want to talk about this because you kept that as a big secret.
My name is Frank Abagnale Jr.
My name is Frank Abagnale Jr.
My name is Frank Abagnale Jr.
Confused? Let me help.
I got a story I'd like to tell, but I'm going to need help to tell it well. About fame and money, and it's got more curves than a Playboy bunny. I wanna live, not just survive. I wanna tell my story live in a living color. Something special's up tonight. Yes, I'm live in living color. Life ain't lived in black and white. I got a tale of a great romancer. And a go-go dancer. I got a story that's fast and slick, and it's got more twist than a peppermint stick. I don't wanna wait for the cops to arrive. I wanna tell my story live in a living color.
Live in living color.
And it's brought to you by me. Yes, it's
live in living color.
This won't be in your TV. What's her name? Just window dressing. Everybody knows it's clothes that make the man. Play the game, just keep them guessing. Mix and match me, try to catch me if you can.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Oh, lyrical challenge, Mrs. R.
Yes, if you don't get this, you should be ashamed of yourself. Here we go. Should I bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love? Let my feelings out.
Yes, you even put the tone in that one this time.
You almost can't help it.
No, go on, one more time.
Here we go. Should I bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love? Let my feelings out.
You know what it is? It's musicals@btinternet.com. We're talking moving houses next.
Touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor?
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Stow him on a ship with a skull and crossbones.
Stow him on a ship with a skull and crossbones. Stow him on a ship with a skull and crossbones. Her lie in the morning. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises. Her lie in the morning.
Walk him on the plank as the sharks are circling.
Walk him on the plank as the sharks are circling. Walk him on the plank as the sharks are circling. Her lie in the morning.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Early in the morning. Hooray!
he going to sleep tonight, then?
With a bench on the arbor.
Come on, you were someone's dear little child once.
All right, you can bunk up here in the bar.
Good man.
Sweet dreams.
Moon turns the coast pale. Wind like a banshee's wail. Hold fast and set your sail. Early in the
That was The Fisherman's Friend, the musical. What Should We Do With the Drunken Sailor? Love it. And before that, we heard Respect, I'm a Woman from Good Rocking Tonight, which I don't know.
It's good. Yeah, it's a bit like Your Dream Boats and Petticoats.
Right, yeah,
that
yeah,
scenario.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Fisherman's Friends turning up to Glastonbury in an old sort of sponsored bus from John's Transport in Cornwall?
Yeah. Oh, fabulous. They'd be all right when it was rainy because they'd all have their wellies on, wouldn't they, and their sou'westers.
Absolutely right. Now, for the last God knows how many weeks, probably 6-7 weeks, Alice and I have been talking to you about moving. And you sat in the studio with me today, and we're just about putting the programme together before we started to record it, and you said, oh, I've moved.
Yeah, we have.
You kept that quiet.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really terribly traumatic, actually. I think it was the second person who came to view the house said they'd have it. They weren't in a chain, we aren't in a chain, and it just all went.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah, it was very good, yeah. So, yeah. Mind you, it's pretty chaotic where I am right now because we're just full of boxes.
And you've been wearing the same clothes for the last 4 weeks.
Pretty close.
That's the only trouble when you're packing up. I mean, how advanced were you with your packing? Did you leave it to the last minute or were you well planned?
No, a week before we moved, I packed 3 boxes. It was rubbish.
Because Alison keeps saying, oh, we need to clear the loft out, we need to do this. Yeah. I'm thinking, well, let's wait for the move date because it could go wrong, you see. Yes. That's the only thing, isn't it?
I must admit, I did do a lot of charity shop stuff.
Ah,
I was quite good with sorting things out for the charity shop, but
I find also what's interesting nowadays is some of the charity shops doesn't want the stuff you've got.
I know. Well, I'm very lucky because my daughter-in-law's mother works in a charity shop, so she said she'd take anything.
Well,
so I took her at her word.
So you took your husband down there?
Yeah, took him off to the charity shop.
Because I used to take all my suits to the charity shop. Now I go back the following day and buy them for about £1 a set because it was cheaper than going to dry cleaners. It reminds me of someone sitting at the end of a pier with an old clavinova or whatever it was.
That's the original recording of Take That Look Off Your Face, which you can tell very much by the orchestration.
Yeah.
Because it's really sort of 70s, early 80s kind of orchestration, isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, smoky, seedy club with some old bloke playing the organ.
Plunky, yeah.
Anyway, that was Tell Me on a Sunday. Time to do this.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you did really well with the Ask the Experts.
I didn't do badly.
Alistair did well last week, so let's see how you get on this week. You ready?
Yeah, it's going to be hard, I know.
Question one, what is the name of the song in The Phantom of the Opera that features a chandelier falling?
Oh, it comes down...
I've never seen a chandelier go up.
God. I'm going to have to think about that. I'll get it, but I'll have to think about that.
Veronica and JD are the lead characters in which musical?
Oh, good grief. I don't know.
Well, you went to see it.
Did
I? And you thought, hello, this is weird. They're all in sort of school-type uniforms.
Oh, Heathers?
Heathers, spot on.
Oh, yes,
well
of course,
done.
It's Heathers, isn't it? Yeah.
Question three, which musical is based in Peckham?
Is that Only Fools and Horses?
It is, spot on. So we're still looking for the answer. Question number one, what is the name of the song in Phantom of the Opera that features a chandelier falling? If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
Thank you, Xanthius.
For what?
For joining me on my quest.
I didn't have much of a choice, being a slave and all.
Still, there are particular times since my wife died when I feel so terribly alone.
I didn't know you were married.
It was many years ago. Her name was Ariadne. Have you ever been in love, Xanthius?
Yeah, once. But there was someone else. She was having an affair with a centaur. You know, half man, half horse. I couldn't compete with that.
I had to ask.
On the River Styx, from the new musical from Frogs. That's what it says. Original Broadway cast recording.
Yeah.
Now, you've spoken to me off mic about it not being...
Stephen Sondheim wrote it.
Right.
And he wrote it for a university production a very long time ago. This is a new production of it,
but it's
still basically Sondheim's work, so I wouldn't necessarily say it's a new show. It's just a new production.
New production. See, now, talking with your director's hat on, when you look at an idea for a new show, so if someone says to you, right, we're going to do a very popular show that's been on for many, many years, say, Thoroughly Modern Millie, how do you as a director change it slightly to make it different or better?
Well, for one thing, of course, you've got to be quite careful changing it, because quite often you can't.
Oh, I see.
With the rights holders, you've got to be careful what you do.
So if they gave you a free hand, would you look at it with a group of people or on your own?
If you've got a completely free hand, you'd have to look at it with the designer, with the musical director, with the sound, with the lighting. You'd have to look at it with everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I still actually do that. I always consult everybody before I make a final decision of what I'm going to do sometimes.
And do you always get anyone sort of against your ideas, which makes a heated discussion?
No, not particularly. I did once have somebody who wanted to do a few lighting things, which I didn't like.
Mm. Apart from that,
no, I've got people on side. Really?
Very good. If you're a director, let us know what you encounter when you do some of your productions. You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, and Julia Ruffy.
The highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dancing cheek to
in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
It happened once upon a time, the story of a small canary, a Yorkshire fancy all alone in a shop, who never thought that he were out but ordinary. Day a miner comes and says, "Hey little bird, I'll be your master. I'm gonna take you down below where it's dark, and you will sing there as a warning of disaster. Hear the canary sing his song, and hear the happy news he's giving. 'Cause while he sings, there's nothing wrong. Me and you can go on living. For many years he carried on, for many long years like a miner. And everybody down the pit they would see and agree that there were no canary finer. You gotta feed them on green food and seed mix or soft food when they're still chicks. I'm gonna buy him a tall kid, 'cause he might need wing room to stand upright.
and me, I'm like him.
Canary from Spend, 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 the original London production. A friend of mine's daughter was the child in that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which so I saw the original production. Yeah, it's not an amazing show, to be honest. It's all right. And before that, we heard Cheek to Cheek from Top Hat, which is a fabulous show.
Yeah, yeah, completely contrasting to each other, aren't
completely.
They? Completely. our old friend Stephen Horton used to be, he was in Spend, 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 and he was also in the Blood Brothers doing the narration part.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said it was lovely touring apart from when you got a raked stage because it used to make his back ache because he was not staying flat. He was sort of at an angle.
Yeah.
And he couldn't wait to get backstage and have a cup of tea.
Yeah. I remember I nearly lost a cart into the orchestra pit at Buxton Opera House.
Did you?
Because the Buxton Opera House had got a heck of a rake on
it. Yeah.
And yeah, the cart came on and he couldn't control it and it was heading for the... can't even think about it.
Did it? I'm assuming it stopped.
No, somebody realised what was happening and a couple of people went to help.
That's worrying, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We've got a tour at 22 coming and what is the tour at 22 for this week?
Yeah, the tour at 22, no, we haven't said. You're right. Well, this week it's a show that's just been on and it's gained in popularity, Bonnie and Clyde.
Ah, okay.
Which I think is a super show. And we're going to hear Bonnie and Clyde and then we're also going to hear You're Going Back to Jail.
That's coming soon. Don't miss it.
Incredible. Unbelievable. A girl walk out on me? Impossible. This kind of thing, it happens to other men. It doesn't happen to me. Is she out of her mind? Is she sick? Is she blind? With glasses on, she can see. Am I losing my charm? Watch it, Jackie. Keep calm. She can't be that dumb. Why, she's so overcome by my magic. That escape was her only salvation. Of course, that's the explanation. That's it. Come to think of it, the facts fit. My sex appeal got her so bemused. I just make contact and how she fused. Poor girl, poor kid. Did I destroy her? I sure did. I've never had this effect before. She turned around and ran out the door. Obviously hard hit. Yeah, obviously that's it. Next time. Wait till I nail her the next time. Instead of rushing her off her feet, I'll play it gentle, I'll play it sweet. Next time, I'll do the bit with the backside. A slice of Chopin, a sweet romance. I'll even give her another dance. Guess that seems to fit. Yeah, obviously that's it. But it's nice to feel I got so much glamour that the girl I kissed, well, she was hit by a hammer. That's the reason she quit.
Yes.
Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Every week with the best from the musicals on your local community radio station.
Because if I were his nephew instead of his niece, I promise I'd give you much more than a piece of my mind.
How unkind.
The way you treat people.
I don't. I treat animals.
You treat people like animals. It's most unrefined.
The blind leading the blind.
If I had to pick the worst person I'd met, I'd say you are. Yes, you are.
If you'll pardon me, madam, mistaken again, because you are.
Oh, no, you are.
Why don't we just say that we two are incompatible, that is.
Incompatible? You're impossible!
When will you outgrow?
Impossible!
All this rage you show!
Impossible!
Did you think I'm so impossible to tolerate your impossible?
It is hard to see.
Impossible!
Why you choose to be.
Impossible!
Quite so vile to me.
Impossible to contemplate.
Who are you to judge? You don't know me, sir. But I sense a grudge. in your every slur.
No, I bear no grudge.
That's a dream you dreamt. All I bear for you's complete contempt.
Oh, you're impossible.
And that well may grow.
Impossible.
For deep down I know.
Impossible.
Folk like you are so impossible to educate.
There's a thousand miles between us.
Which will always be uncrossable.
You're impossible.
No, you're impossible.
No, you're impossible. You're despicable.
Well, there you go again. Like some clucking hen.
Despicable.
Clearly you hate men. Your attitude is terrible, inexplicable.
I won't be dismissed.
Despicable.
Like I don't exist.
Despicable.
You must be genius.
You really are unbearable.
Men like you are whores, self-indulgent fools, jealous dinosaurs, full of pompous rules.
And I must despise women such as you, who just criticize what you can't do. So it's clear to me,
terrible.
You were born to be
unbearable.
A catastrophe, completely unrepairable.
And that gaping void between us will forever be uncrossable.
You are arrogant and bossy, and I choose to be unbossable.
We're a classical example
of the art of what's not possible.
You're impossible.
No, you're impossible.
No, you're impossible.
Something, you're both impossible.
Oh, You're Impossible from Dr. Doolittle, and that was the world premiere in London. And before that, we heard That's It from Charlie Girl.
We like featuring Charlie Girl, you know, because that's Paul Nicholas, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And Paul Nicholas is now in 40 Towers.
That's right, he's playing the Colonel, isn't he? The Major, rather.
Yeah, Major, yeah. And Clifton, the dancer, she's in it as well.
Yes, and she is excellent.
Yeah. Well, she's a good actress.
She is very good
all-rounder,
actress.
All-rounder, really.
Yeah, she's a great all-rounder, yeah.
Now, Dr. Doolittle had Philip Schofield.
It did.
Who at the time was everywhere. He was doing, he did Joseph and then he did Dr. Doolittle. What's your thoughts of someone going into theatre that wasn't really theatre trained, was he? He was a TV presenter.
Well, I think that... I only saw him in Dr. Doolittle. I didn't see Joseph.
Right.
I thought he was very good.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was good, and that's fine. What I do have a big problem with is when, which happens particularly in panto.
Yes.
They drag people in from all over the place who can't do the job. They're only there to sell the show.
Yes.
I'm sure that's what they did with Philip Schofield, but he actually, I thought, played the part well.
Oh, right. Yeah, because you do get these reality stars turn up.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a person who's trained and done all your years of training and training, it's the first big job you've got, and there you are. You've got somebody come off Love Island and getting the lead.
But well, my son did, was the musical director on a pantomime. They had a very famous person from Strictly, who I'm not going to name, and they didn't even bother to give them a song because they couldn't sing at all.
Blimey. Well, it wouldn't be our Clifton lady, would it?
No, it wasn't. Most definitely not.
Time for our tour 22. Two songs from...
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Two songs from Bonnie and Clyde.
I forgot to tell you, Julia's so more relaxed. Every time we get the biscuits out, she just chills and relaxes. And we have to do a programme, you know, then. Go on then, Mrs. R.
Yeah, two songs from Bonnie and Clyde. We're going to hear Bonnie and Clyde, and then we're going to hear You're Going Back to Jail.
Dance with me, Kip.
I'm afraid I have two right feet.
Perfect. I have two left ones. I'll teach you. Come here. Now, just put your body against mine and sway.
Look, Ma, I'm swaying.
When the world is dark and gloomy and you can't face another day, well, then just bring your arms closer to me. Let's dance the world away. When a million airs on bread lines and there isn't a bill you can pay, darling, just turn your head from the headlines and let's dance the world away. Let's build a new utopia where everything's as it should be. Make an Eden in Greenland or Sweden. Wherever you are, it's like heaven to me. When it seems there's just no winning, take my word, it will all be okay. Every step starts a brand new beginning. So
that up pretty quickly. I'm impressed.
You know what? I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Bends a noise from politicians, tries to lead all our hopes astray. Just elect only swing time musicians, then let's dance the world away. Though we can't block out the chatter, we can take to the parquet. To our feet that chatter don't matter, so let's dance the world away. Giovanna,
as long as we're dancing, the world's Shangri-La. Let's dance the world away.
Had two right feet this morning.
But now please let the music play.
Because love walks in without warning. And it looks like it's here to stay.
And so let's dance the world. Darling, let's dance the world.
This swaying has made me dizzy.
You'd better sit. Oh, Kip, let's take Hollywood by storm.
I would follow you anywhere, sugar.
I can see straight into your heart.
Fade out.
Dance the world away. Some like it hot. Do you think that the lady in that song, I mean, he was coming across all nice and, you know, bit sort of Luton Airport.
Lorraine Chase doing Luton Airport. Yeah,
yeah. Going,
yes,
oh,
it was
my
a bit.
I
can see right in your eye.
You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights. The tour 22 is coming next, but first of all, Bella Copacabana. Oh, that's a good show.
Yes, it's a great show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Silver is proud to present the fabulous Copa Girls.
Stepping out, what a time for stepping out. These words go back.
a big end, wasn't it? Oh, Night on the Town from Copacabana. Fantastic. And here we are. We've arrived at our 2 at 22. So we're going to hear Bonnie and Clyde, and You're Going Back to Jail.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I start thinking about my Bonnie from the minute I wake up. And that feeling is the best I ever had. She is in my shaving mirror. She is in my coffee cup. I must be in love or else I'm going mad. I would like to write to Bonnie, tell the girl the way I feel. But I'm better with a car than with a pen. Used to be I'm only happy when I'm set behind the wheel. Now I don't care if I ever drive again. That girl's got something, nothing scares her. Only piece of luck that's ever come my way. Can't wait to tell her how much I've missed her. Feeling sorry for James Cagney, 'cause he's never kissed her. I start dreaming about my Bonnie just as soon as I'm asleep. They're the kind of dreams that keep you in your bed. I am making love to Bonnie, and that sure beats counting sheep. Got a feeling there are good times ahead.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
We can't spend our whole lives hiding, Buck. That ain't no way to live. It is time to wipe the slate clean. Ask the good Lord to forgive.
Lord.
You've got to serve your sentence without fail. Buck, you are going back to jail.
What the hell are you talking about?
Don't be scared to turn the corner or to open our front door. When you're on the side of justice, you ain't nervous.
I've been dreaming of a hot meal with you as my dessert. Bring your face close to mine and just let me inhale.
Buck, you are going back to jail.
Now, baby,
we will call the sheriff and tell him you are turning yourself in right after church tomorrow.
Blanche.
It's gonna be just as hard on me, Daddy. Well, Stella, you know what it's like having a husband in jail. Tell him how hard it is not having Carl around.
Are you kidding? It's a treat to get my nails done.
Husband's been in jail for 2 years now, and she is miserable without her man. At first I really missed him. I thought I would waste away. Then I met this boy from Tucson, and he owns a Chevrolet. He had a lot of things that my dough lacked.
Things rich,
like teeth and hair and cash to be.
I think you're done.
Now that lots of habits I've got. Betsy. I've got to keep him locked in jail. Keep him inside. Keep him inside. If we see him once a month, we will be more than satisfied. Ain't that the truth? Don't mean to be unkind. Can't put a price on peace of mind.
Blanche,
I ain't like these other women. I will wait till kingdom come. I want the world to see that I ain't married to some bum. It will be hard for us, but we'll come through.
I can't believe what you are asking me to do.
One thing's for certain, I love one girl straight. Yeah.
Oh my
Jesus,
Lord.
Close your eyes.
Blanche, I ain't going back.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
If you think I've got two songs I'd love to hear on Grease Paint and Stage Lights, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Just need two songs from one show, please. Now, we got told off a couple of weeks ago about not reading out the lyrical challenge more, and you've just put a flea in my ear and said, hey, Mark, lyrical. We're not in that voice.
Yeah, I don't use that voice.
Go on, in lyrical challenge.
Here we go. Should I bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love? Let my feelings out.
You know what it is? Get in quick. It's musicals@btinternet.com. Just so, wait a bit, apparently.
Why are those things you admire most in others the hardest to find in yourself? What is it about me that seems to determine I'm destined to life on the shelf? This weight of big character waiting to find whatever it is that I lack. Whenever they ask the real me to step forward, the real me takes a step back. Wait a bit, she says. Can't do it, she says. Wait a bit, she says. Not really knowing what she's waiting for. Mind till the day that I find something more. I'm searching for something they say is within me, yet seems to be hidden from sight. But why should I search when it's not in my nature to come out and stand in the light? For my expectations are not all that great, just one dream I had hoped to fulfill. And yet when it came to the moment of truth, I proved to myself I must still wait a bit. Am I just not fit to fly? They soared and rose. It seems so effortless, but then who knows? Beneath the surface, sometimes torment grows. I plucked up courage, for I knew I should fly.
someday I might.
Bobby, life is a lot more complicated than you know. When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Shop,
oh,
shop,
yeah,
shop.
You better shop around.
Shop, shop around.
Well, there's some things that I want you to know now. Just as sure as the wind. Better shop around.
Shop,
oh,
shop,
yeah.
Shop.
You better shop around.
Shop, shop around.
Well, try to get yourself a bargain, son. Don't be sold on that very first one. For any girl's come a dime a dozen. Try to find a one who's gonna give you true loving. Before you take the girl and say I do. Better shop around.
Shop,
oh,
shop,
yeah.
Shop.
Uh-huh.
Shop, shop around.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Now, before we do the Lyrical Challenge, I've got to ask that question that you didn't quite get.
Oh, yeah, the one I had to think about.
What is the name of the song in Phantom of the Opera that features a chandelier falling?
Yeah, it's Masquerade.
It's Masquerade.
Yeah.
It's one
I just
of
had
the
to think about
longest
it.
Songs on the soundtrack. But, oh, when
it's
you see
fabulous,
it in production.
Yeah, and on that fabulous staircase and those beautiful costumes.
Oh,
it's stunning.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
And I think anyone could get away with that because you don't see the faces. It's all masked.
Yes, they're all masked. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fabulous.
Okay, it's time to say goodbye, unfortunately, because when you hear that jingle, it means it's the end of the programme for another week. As always, we thank you so much for joining in. Now, you're going to get ready for The Fringe, aren't you? Because that's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking to you from The Fringe, won't we? Like
yes.
You did last year.
Yeah,
and the year
you will.
Before.
And I'll tell you all about what I've seen.
That'd be good. I look forward to that. Anyway, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge, please.
Obviously, it's I Don't Know How to Love Him from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.